My guest at this time is Louisiana Congressman and Dr. Bill Cassidy, representing the Pelican State's 6th Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee. He joins us today to discuss another component of the president's health care plan that will be hitting the books this year and maybe hitting some folks already. Congressman, it's good to have you with us again. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Greg. Thank you for having me.
Well, let's start with the president's health care plan here. This latest plan is a tax, and it's actually called a tax in the bill, to fund comparative effectiveness research. From your understanding of this, how big of a tax is this, and just what will it accomplish?
Well, over 10 years, this will work out to be, I think it's $20 billion. I've got to look at my notes or someplace, but it's over 10 years, it turns out to be quite substantial. Now, it's interesting because although this is called a tax, oftentimes there are fees in the bill which are not called taxes, they're called fees, but we know that the fee is ultimately paid by the policyholder, so effectively it is a tax. So there's a whole collection of these which are going to raise the cost of health care for middle-class Americans.
And it goes towards funding what's called comparative effectiveness research. Is that something that would ultimately be good for folks down the line? Explain what that is and what the goal of that is.
It is comparative effectiveness research says, okay, let's look at two different types of therapy and see which is better and see if there's an advantage of one over the other. Now, on the face of it, that's a good thing. What concerns Americans is who gets to use that knowledge. Is it a patient and or a doctor using that knowledge to make the right decision for our health, or is it an unelected bureaucrat in Washington, D.C., using that information to decide what that woman and her doctor are able to do? Obamacare is all about the latter. What conservatives like and what Americans like is for it to be the former. We want it to be directly between the patient and her doctor, not between the unelected bureaucrat and everybody else.
And so basically, is this a one-size-fits-all approach? If someone needs a heart procedure or, cancer treatment or whatever the treatment needs to be, comparative effectiveness research would basically decide what's the best path for everyone, or is it a little more nuanced than that?
We don't know that. At its worst, it will be a one-size-fits-all. And again, the problem with unelected bureaucrats in Washington making the decision is that they cannot tell the difference between one patient and another. They just know that both are 80 years old, as an example. On the other hand, the reason that conservatives like a patient-centered approach is that we know that some people are 65 and they're in fantastic health. And some people are 65 and they're in awful health. If the only thing you know about both of them is that they're a 65-year-old man or a 65-year-old woman, you can't make the same decision as if it is the patient and her doctor.
In terms of dealing with this, obviously, as you mentioned, there's a kind of a bureaucratic layer here. What will be the day-to-day life for a physician? As you mentioned before, a lot of these details haven't been filled in yet, but as a practicing physician yourself, what are you worried about most?
When I'm in a room examining a patient and giving him or her advice, I don't want the long arm of the state, of the federal government, inserting itself into that room and dictating to us what our conversation can be about. Now, that is, again, when you're talking about bureaucratic top-down approaches, inevitably it tends towards that. As a physician, I want the discussion to be between me and the patient without a third party in that room.
And so while the whole bill comes in full freight in 2014, this particular tax for comparative effectiveness research actually is implemented this year, and in some cases it's already in effect for some folks, right?
So there's going to be a whole series of taxes and fees that are passed on to middle-class Americans, upwards of, I think, $600 billion and counting. And so it's going to be a little bit here, a little bit there, a little bit here, and a little bit there. In the aggregate, there is going to be a heck of a lot more paid in fees and taxes by middle-class Americans.
And so the promise from 2008, I guess, really, and moving forward all the way through passage of the bill was that folks would be able to keep their plan. If they don't like their plan, they can get a better one. And for the most part, it'll be costing them less than it does currently In terms of the cost, how accurate is that promise from what we know so far?
Already we know that for small businesses there is an increased expense. There's an increased cost of health insurance already because of the president's health care plan.
Louisiana Republican Congressman Bill Cassidy is also a practicing physician. Member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, represents his state's 6th Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.